You're listening to Smith Sabatino. I'm Roland Smith, and I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to a man whose great learning and his veneration for truth are only exceeded by his high moral character and his majestic presence. I refer, of course, to Mr. Carl Sabatino, who is going to talk to us about avoiding audit tips.
Yes, and thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Got a drum roll or anything?
And I appreciate the award. But listen, this is my favorite topic, Roland. This is the one that gets me going. My favorite topic, it's called, and it's three letters, IRS. Okay, folks, get piece of paper and a pencil. Please take these notes down. It's very simple. You got to pay attention to this. Important, do not get audited, and here's how you avoid that, by paying attention to the following. Very simple. When you make money, make sure you understand that you give to the IRS off of your W-2 form the right amount of money. Don't make a simple mistake. That's one of the bells start going off. Failing to report all taxable income. Make sure you remember, if you don't get it from the employee, you may have done a side job and you filled out a W-9. And if you filled out a W-9, that's going to be reported. Make sure you do that. You will get audited if you don't. Believe me, you will. Taking large charitable deductions. Make sure that if you take a large charitable deduction, you report them. Try to keep that in proportion. Normally, the number that most accountants will tell you is 10%. Claiming day trading losses on Schedule C, a little complicated for most people. However, these people that have been doing these trading or day trading can take losses in a flip, and they have to be monitored. And every sheet of paper has to be accounted for when you do day trading as a working, if you do it for a living, because that's when you will get audited. If you cannot account for, let's say, a couple of weeks, no good. You will be audited for that. You must be able to have a specific and a very specific schedule.
What if you're on vacation? You're not doing day trading.
Then it notes in your Schedule C that particular period of time you are not working.
Oh, okay.
All right. Claiming rental loss if you rent. Please be careful with that. If you are actively involved with your rental, you have an opportunity to take more losses than if you are what they call a passive rental owner. You have to read your tax code, make sure your accountant understands that as well. Deducting business meals, travel, and here's where most people get into a problem. If you're going to deduct meals, travel, and entertainment, be specific and have it in your date book. It's always good to have it on your computer or on your they have these computer cards now or into your cell phone where you're able to mark it in there. How much you spent, and make sure you keep your receipts for everything. Very, very important. Claiming 100% business use of a vehicle, bad idea. If you have one vehicle and it's used for other purposes in the household, do not claim it at 100%. You will be audited. That's the red flags that start going up. Talk to your CPA, your accountant, as to how much of your vehicle, which is used for business, can be used. That means tolls, and it also includes gas and all the rest.
For me, it would be the left front wheel.
The left front wheel. For me, it's the back front wheel. Writing off a loss for hobby activity, that's self-explanatory. It's difficult to do. It's difficult to do, and the IRS frowns on it. They may say not. It's in the law, but they do frown on it.
My hobby is tasting wines. Now, is that deductible?
That's going to be a flag, as they say, a flag. And let me give you my last one. Taking an alimony deduction, though I do have more. Taking an alimony deduction. This is a very difficult thing because with the extended or taking someone as a dependent, with the extended families that we are currently living with today, you must be very, very careful if you have divorced your wife and yet you're taking care of the children, as an example. That has to be supported, okay? People, and alimony is part of that package because you're paying your wife or your spouse, man or woman, okay? All of that has to be calculated properly, and it requires someone who knows what they are doing because if you make a mistake, you will get audited. Notice the operative word here, ladies and gentlemen, across this entire conversation is you will be audited because the IRS is monitoring.
Well, you know, I read recently, though, Carl, that the IRS is in budget problems. They're not getting as much money as they would like from Congress.
That's correct.
And they may not be able to complete all of the audits that they would like to do.
Well, the question is, do you want to take the chance? And that's why I always looked at it that way. Do you really want to take the chance? And I advise to most people, and I've been audited once, it is not a fun experience. It is very, very, very difficult. It's very difficult. And I wound up in tax court, okay? Over $100. It was
$100?
It was the principal of the thing at that point because they put me through torture for a year. And I'm getting all sorts of signs are going up and signals that says we have 30 seconds.
Well, yes. I mean, but if you could count to 30 seconds and feel it in your heart, you know what you would say?
Five, call Sabatino. We're back. This is America Weekend. I have hands going up. The engineer is clicking. Kevin, two, three, one. Stay with us on Envision Radio Network. We're back.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Beth emailed us to say she wants to start a business, but a little voice keeps telling her she's not ready.
We shared four things with her that will also help boost your confidence. First, don't expect perfection. There will be things you aren't good at. Do what you do well and let others help.
Second, rebut the cruel inner critic. When that little voice tells you what you don't know, remind yourself of what you do know.
Third, be your best friend. You tell your friends what they need to hear in a caring way. Offer yourself suggestions in the same manner.
Fourth, meditate. When you go to bed, focus on three things you did well that day. Not only is it a great way to end the day, it leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He played 22 years with the Harlem Globetrotters, appearing in over 6,000 games in 97 different countries. In 2002, he represented the team at its induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Guys like Goose Tatum and DeMarcus Haynes and even Metalog, they sort of paved the way for us, for the players coming in the future.
So where is Curly Neal now? Curly retired from playing in 1985, but still makes appearances all over the country. In 2008, Curly became just the fifth Globetrotter to have his number retired, joining greats like Wilt Chamberlain. Today, he's recognized by a whole new generation of fans thanks to the team's cartoons, which air regularly on the Boomerang Network. Hey! Curly Neal, still entertaining the kids. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.